and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. I'm your host for today, Francesca Stainer, and for this episode, we're talking to Sabirul Islam. He's a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, facilitator, and coach. He's inspired millions of people in 31 countries across the globe. He has also developed the business board game Teentrepreneur, educating youth on financial literacy in developing nations. So today we'll be talking to him about how to grab the audience's attention instantly as a speaker, based on his book, Build Your Confidence on Stage.
One of the key issues that I've experienced both as a professional speaker and as an audience member listening in to other speakers is the MC would spend a long time introducing you. They put in so much effort, they put in a lot of emphasis to get that right in terms of introducing you onto stage. Now you're going onto stage, you're walking up, you know what you're going to say, and all of a sudden you drop the bombshell. Hi, I'm Sabirul Islam. I'm doing A, B, and C. And it's a pleasure to be here. And every time I hear that a speaker reintroduce themselves, even having been introduced by an MC, I'm driven nuts by that because the audience want to be hooked. They want to get an instant feel, an instant flavor of you, of your message, why you're there, your presence. They want to feel you. Otherwise, you lose that audience instantly. And it's a problem we face as speakers, when we're ever being introduced by an MC, that if you're going to spend time reintroducing yourself, that I'm Sabirul Islam, it's a pleasure to be here, I'd like to thank A, B, and C for the invitation, you're already losing the audience. And there are a few things that I'd like to share that I've come across, and I feel is important for everybody who's a budding speaker, everybody who is already an established speaker, to want to tune in, to learn how to grab audience attention. There are three things that I'd like to point out, and I'd like to share these with a few examples. The first and foremost is the unexpected. Now, I've come across this term, the unexpected, as a professional speaker. When you're going on stage and you're trying to grab that audience's attention instantly, it's about giving them a sense of a flavor, a sense of feeling that, or something they've not expected. It's a moment where you're going and doing something that allows them to get that wake-up call instantly. And I want to share with you an example. I was attending an event in Botswana as part of my Inspire 1 Million campaign almost 10 years ago. And throughout this campaign, there was a guest speaker on stage. And as she was coming onto stage, there was hundreds of images flickering in the background as she was coming onto stage. Now, yes, she was introduced by the MC, but as those images, they were happy images, lovely images, beautiful sunrise, sunset, whatever it was, they were all flickering. It gave a sense of positive vibe. But the questions that were asked me sitting in the audience is, why are those images flickering in those background? All of a sudden, there was a massive pause. There was a massive pause on one particular image. And this image was of a young girl with a vulture in the background. I think this image is quite famous in terms of an image taken by Kevin Carter back in 1993. And this image of the vulture and the young girl really struck us so hard because it's the first time I saw this image. And this was back in 2011 on my trip to Botswana as part of the Inspire 1 Million campaign. And it was such a powerful, thought-provoking image that a photographer has taken an image of a young child starving with a vulture in the background. It raised so many questions in my head. And this is what I'm talking about, grabbing audience attention. Now, she did all of this with just flickering of images without having to reintroduce herself, without having to say a single word. And that's the power of being able to do the unexpected by utilizing senses. Now, she utilized visuals. So the audience can see visuals as a way of capturing audience attention. And I think it's a really cool way to be able to hook in an audience member, to be able to buy into your speech, buy into your message, and set the tone for what it's coming. Now, obviously, her talk was all about poverty. Her talk was all about difficulties in her uprising and her upbringing in Botswana. And she was sharing her motivational story on that. But the relevance of that image, the relevance and representation to the message in which she was sharing was significant. So when you're able to utilize senses as a key part of your hook in terms of your presentation, your speech delivery, it's a massive thing to be able to grab audience attention. Secondly, it's about something I call the big question. Now, you're walking up onto a stage. Yes, you can reintroduce. Yes, if you have to, it's a must. You need to reintroduce, you reintroduce. But again, I say it's one of those aspects where you're boring the audience from the get-go. Having that instant connection, what I often throw as I'm walking up onto the stage, I've got the mic in my hand, and I look at the audience. There's a slight pause, and then I would ask a question. And my question is often quite philosophical. It's a question I've asked in most of my events I've delivered called, when you leave this world, what will you be remembered for? And then there's a pause. And that pause, that importance, that significance of that pause is what draws in the audience. Why have they asked me? Why has he asked me this question? What is the importance, the relevance? So there's questions in their head trying to A, answer that, whether they've asked themselves this question before. When you leave this world, what will you be remembered for? It gets people thinking and it gets people glued in and tuned in to want to listen to what more of you, what you have to say. And I found that to be a very powerful tool and technique to, without even having to say anything more, just a sentence in itself has enough power to be able to draw an audience's attention. And what you want to do is make sure that image and your approach going up onto the stage when asking and when throwing that big question, that there's that significance of that pause. Without that, you lose that sense of the power or the importance of that first line that you've just dropped. And thirdly, I want to talk about the performance itself, because when you're looking at performances, there are many things that you can do. Now, as you're going up onto a stage, there was a really important or a really powerful way in which a drama act was utilized on stage when I was attending another event not so long ago. Now, this was of a young girl who was coming up onto the stage. Now, I knew she was going to be addressing about climate change. And the thing about climate change is it can be told in many ways, but everyone has a personal connection to that story. And she was telling it through both stats and through objects. She had a bag on her side, and as she was taking every step up those stairs, she was throwing an item, whether it be a plastic bottle, pieces of paper, newspapers, cardboard boxes, whatever it is that was in there, she was just throwing out. And every item she threw out, there was statistics in the back as to how us as human beings are impacting or affecting the world, this climate, this whole thing about global warming, all of these things, because of how the less we recycle, the use of plastic, the use of these materials. And it was this significance that she didn't have to say a word, but her visuals told a very powerful story. And that in itself was a way that she utilized the performance act to be able to grab audience attention. Now, it might not be relevant for everybody. It might not be something that you want to use in your speech, but ask yourself questions in what you can do differently to be able to hook in the audience member or and people listening in right from the get-go without having to do the typical, the ordinary, the boring, which is going on stage and saying, "I'm Sabir al-Islam, it's a pleasure to be here," and I'm thanking everybody. The MC has already done that for you. So it's about making sure you're able to utilize that. Now, one example I can give is, as part of my Inspire 1 Million campaign, I was invited to go to Nepal. And Nepal holds a very significance and an importance in my personal journey, purely because I learned how to sing and dance because of my teacher who was from Nepal. And it was a personal thing that, having gone to Nepal, now I was delivering my speech as I would do for any other event. But the thing is, it just felt right. The audience, I connected with the audience in a way where halfway through my speech, I began to sing. Now, this wasn't something I planned. This wasn't something, it was total improvisation. Because of the way in which I was telling the story about my upbringing, about the challenges, the difficulties, what I learned, and how drama and performance had a significant impact in my development as a human being, as a performer, as a professional speaker, sharing that element of the story, It made sense. It made sense to actually give them a live demonstration and an example through singing. So I sang my favorite song that I used to sing back in childhood. And what that did is everyone in the audience stood up and they knew the song and they were singing along with me. Now, this was totally unplanned. It was completely improvised. And what happened there was that instant grab of attention. This was midway through the speech. Now, many people often delivering speeches, yes, you have this great opening and a great ending, but that middle can be a bit flaky. What can you do in the middle to keep that audience going, especially if you're delivering 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half long speech? Make it different, make it stand out, make it feel as if the audience will continue to be connected with the message. And the importance there is the connection and the relevance. You don't want to sing and you don't want to perform an act that has no connection with you or your message or whatever it is you're talking about. So find the relevance. So just to sum it all up, I think the importance of grabbing audience attention or knowing how to grab audience attention is to always do what's unexpected, because then you're able to really wake them up and actually give them a sense, a flavor of wow, okay, this is going to be great because this speaker knows what he's talking about, or this speaker has something very deep to talk about. And it's important to feel that way, that you're able to instantly connect with that audience. The big question has important relevance, so make sure that you're able to find the question, ask yourself that question in terms of what it is that connects with your message. Like for me, always it's about, when you leave this world, what will you be remembered from? That sets the tone for the speech that I always deliver. And the performance act. So the third element is the performance act. So could you add an improvised performance act in there, or could you perform an act before you even say a word on stage that connects you with your message? There are many ways, many, many ways. These are just three examples and how to grab audience attention. I hope you're able to utilize those. There are lots more that I talk about as part of the whole Build Your Confidence on Stage journey within the book that I've written and that's recently launched, Build Your Confidence on Stage. And there's also a YouTube channel that actually focuses on some key tips and pointers on that as well. So you can go on to Build Your Confidence on Stage on YouTube just to get a bit more of a flavor and an idea.
Thank you everyone for listening, and do remember to keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and at Lid Business Media on LinkedIn, where we'll be sharing more podcasts, books and thought leadership with people such as Sabiril. So we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.